The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, Demas, enamored of the present world, deserted me and went to Thessalonica. Crescens to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. Luke is the only one with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is helpful to me in the ministry. I have sent Titus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak I left with Carpus in Troas, the papyrus rolls, and especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. You too be on guard against him, for he has strongly resisted our preaching. At my first defense, no one appeared on my behalf, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed and all the Gentiles might hear it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom, making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendors of your kingdom. The Lord is just in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near upon all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples whom he sent ahead of him in pairs of every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. And to whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on them. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink whatever is offered to you, for the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today is the Feast of St. Luke, and we hear Paul, and I always think that's so interesting. Here's Paul naming names and saying the people that don't treat him well. And he talks about who's with him is Luke. And that's so you get a personal insight into what was going on during that time in the daily life of St. Paul and Luke and all these people. I think that's always so good to remember that this is a bunch of people trying to serve God in their weakness, their struggles, their fighting, all that kind of stuff. And what the Lord comes to us, though, on this day, and he says explicitly to us, he tells us what to pray for. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest, which is God, to send out laborers for his harvest. Today, Jesus commands us to pray for vocations, especially to the priesthood, that people proclaim and give their life away for others in a day in, day out, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. So today, if you don't pray daily for vocations, this would be a good day to begin, to do as God commands, so that the church may once again be filled with many vocations to the priesthood and religious life. You got it? You get it? Are you going to do it? You better. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.